This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning today for more than half of Colorado. Gusty winds, low humidity, and high temperatures make conditions just right for fires to spark and spread. Forecaster Dennis Phillips says he expects the scorching weather and the fire danger to continue.
Unfortunately, it looks hot and dry through much of the week and into the weekend. I know we have triple digits forecast for a lot of the lower valleys here.
The warnings are in effect today and tomorrow for all of the western slope and a large area of northeastern Colorado. Colorado is suing the e-cigarette maker Juul. CPR's Natalia Navarro has details.
The lawsuit alleges the company intentionally sold its products to youth and incorrectly marketed them as healthy alternatives to cigarettes. Officials say the suit is the result of a year-long investigation by Attorney General Phil Weiser. He says the company has to be held accountable for its part in the e-cigarette epidemic. A 2018 survey found 27% of Colorado high schoolers said they had vaped in the previous month. That's almost double the national rate. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The Army says 50 soldiers from Fort Carson are on their way to help with the growing coronavirus threat in Texas. The soldiers will be embedded in civilian hospitals in the San Antonio area. Texas is seeing a surge in COVID-19 patients. It's 99 degrees with sunshine for Grand Junction, 91 degrees thunderstorms in the metro area. This is CPR News.